With us this morning is Yvonne Kennedy, mayor of the city of Irvington. Good morning, Mayor. How are you?
Good morning. I'm fine.
So it is a busy time of the year. Of course, a lot of folks look forward to the end of the fall season, going into the holidays, and your community kicks off the holidays, so to speak, for not only Breckenridge County, but also Meade and some of the surrounding areas. Tell us a little bit about what you've got planned this year.
Well, it'll be next Saturday, November the 23rd. And of course, as you know, it always starts at dusk, which is, I think, like around 6 o'clock Eastern time. But we always call it the biggest little Christmas parade around, because it is. It just goes and goes and goes. But we're going to do a little something different this year, though. Before the parade, I'm going to have Santa Claus down at the Irvington Railroad Depot from like 4 to 5:30, some time frame like that. I thought that would might kind of help with the chaos of after the parade, everyone trying to get to one spot, standing outside waiting in the cold. I saw, well, this way people could come at their leisure to see Santa Claus. And I'll have some activities down there at the depot as well for the kids, along with coffee, hot dogs, and some treats. And but also I'm going to have down there Marty Barksdale, my Veterans Memorial Director. He's going to have his food and drink, whatever that may be. I don't know what all that's going to be right now, but he's going to sell things like that and the proceeds will go to the Veterans Memorial. And then my Irvington Boy Scout Troop 95, they're also going to be down there collecting canned goods, as that's the weekend that they collect canned goods, even in the neighborhoods and stuff, to give all of that to the Irvington Area Ministerial Association for them to make the holiday baskets that they do for each holiday.
For somebody who has not been to the Irvington Christmas Parade or may have not heard coverage over the years or whatever, give us the parade route. This is a pretty lengthy parade route, so to speak, because of the way the town's laid out. So give us where point A is starting and where we're going to end up.
Okay, it starts generally like around Alexander Funeral Home. That's where all the floats line up there. We usually put the mini bikes or four-wheelers, whatever it may be, over in the back parking lot of the old elementary school. The fire trucks usually line up right there around like Planters Insurance. But Santa Claus always, you know, on his train, always starts the parade.
Of course.
And it starts right there at Planters Insurance and pulls out and heads down toward town, like toward the Valley Gas Company. And
so basically old 79.
Old 79.
And then on into downtown.
Clear down to past First State Bank.
Okay. All right. So that gives us the idea of where everybody needs to stage, because I know some people at times stage along U.S. 60 in different places. So again, from basically the old Irvington School along the old 79 route down 79 into downtown.
Yes.
Okay. So tell us again some of the times that we need to be aware of for some of your activities before the parade.
Well, like I said, down at the depot, Santa Claus will be there from 4 to 5:30 p.m. That's Eastern time.
Right.
And then, you know, Santa Claus will probably be picked up and taken over to his train probably right before 6 o'clock Eastern time, some thereabouts, because that's about what time the parade will start as well.
Okay.
So, and then, like I said, the parade will start at dusk, but we just kind of figure it's usually about 6 o'clock.
Sure. Now, I know a lot of parades have different rules. Anything that people need to be aware of if they want to participate in the parade?
Yes, I do like for everyone that wants to participate in the parade, be them floats, you know, I think I wrote it all down here, like walkers, decorated cars, trucks or motorcycles, mini bikes, and then you have your antique cars and trucks and tractors, horse-drawn vehicles, horses and mules with riders. All of those, I like for them to fill out an application, which they can pick that up at Irvington City Hall, because that way I have a list and know who's going to be there, and you can just kind of line them up and know where to put everyone.
Makes things a little bit easier.
Right, it does.
Sure. And, of course, we'll be there. I'm not sure exactly, but I know we will be there during the course of the parade and talking to some folks and different things. So we'll have more on that as we get closer to time coming up a week from Saturday. And again, this is a big event for the community. It's something that sort of kicks off the whole holiday season here in the area because it is such a large parade. And if somebody needs more information, how can they get that?
They can call Irvington City Hall. The phone number is 270 area code 547-3835. And, of course, they can always email me, if they want to get an application that way, and I can send it out to them. And my email address is all in lowercase mayor@irvingtonky.org.
Okay, so great ways to get in contact. While we have you, what else is going on around the city that we may need to know about?
Well, one more thing before I forget about Santa Claus's visit. Walmart donated a boys and a girls bicycle.
Oh, wow.
So that'll intrigue parents to bring their children there. So be sure that you sign up for that, you know, appropriately, the boy or the girl. Right. And Santa Claus will give that away later that evening.
All right. That's something pretty cool.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So a lot of things going on in the city of Irvington. I know that just like any town, you have your struggles and concerns, but tell us about some of the things that that we may not know about that's going on.
Well, I mean, of course, everyone knows recently we received an award to repair and replace some sidewalks. Right. So that was a big thing for Irvington, because I remember some of those sidewalks I used to ride my bicycle on when I was a child. So they've been there for many years and really, really need to be repaired or replaced. So that's a big plus for Irvington. I'm excited about that.
And a lot of people will say, well, why don't the city do this? Why don't they do that? And it comes down to funding, because if you don't have the funds, you cannot maintain what's there or expand what's there.
Right. Mm-hmm. And of course, you know, I do have a contractor that's already started working on my Van Simmons ballpark. He's already started grading that for the three new ball fields that we got the grant for.
Sure.
So he's started working on that. So I'm going to be excited. So we'll hopefully that next summer, that will be a big plus.
Sure. A lot of exciting things that you guys have going on there. Again, you're in talking about the upcoming Christmas parade that's a week from this Saturday, which happens to be Saturday the 23rd, correct?
Yes, sir.
And then 4 o'clock Eastern time. Remember, Irvington is an Eastern time zone is what they operate on. So again, parade steps off around 6 o'clock, but other activities about 4 there at the depot.
Right,
okay.
Right.
So anything else we need to share, Mayor?
I think that's it. I just hope everybody will come out for the parade, and hopefully I'll have a lot of participants in the parade. I do have a lot of applications coming in, so I've got a little binder with all of those in there, so I'm getting excited.
All right. Well, we look forward to seeing you guys in all the holiday festivities coming up a week from Saturday.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. That's Mayor Yvonne Kennedy, who is the mayor of the city of Irvington, talking with us this morning. And, of course, if you missed this conversation, we'll have that up for you on our website at WXPC1043.com.